Jane Doe 15 sues Jeffrey Epstein's estate, alleging sex assault. By Joshua Kaplan on November 18, 2019. Another woman has come forward alleging she was sexually assaulted as a teenager by now-deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and called on Britain's Prince Andrew to cooperate with federal authorities regarding his former friend's alleged crimes. In a New York City lawsuit filed Monday, the unnamed 31-year-old woman alleges Epstein raped her when she was 15 years old and later said in a press conference that it was preposterous to suggest the disgraced financier's friends were unaware of his many wrongdoings. Epstein was arrested in July 6, 2019, on child sex trafficking charges and was found dead in his New York City jail cell on August 10. Jeffrey Epstein was only a small part of an insidious system of privilege that exploits children as sexual commodities and robs them of their youth, the woman told reporters while flanked by her attorney Gloria Allred. Wire photos reveal she was wearing bracelets that spelled out the phrase "Epstein didn't kill himself," a ubiquitous meme questioning the official autopsy of the late convict. The medical examiner in his case ruled the death a suicide. But his brother, Mark Epstein, has said he believes he did not kill himself and hired a medical examiner who said the evidence actually points to murder. "It was clear from the time I spent with Epstein that something was very wrong with his lifestyle, and it didn't take a victim to see that. We were not hidden," the alleged victim added. "It is upsetting to me that anyone who is closely associated with Jeffrey Epstein didn't suspect that he might be sexually abusing children." The lawsuit alleges that the woman, referred to as Jane Doe 15, met Epstein during a 2004 school trip to New York City. She claims she would later be flown via private jet to Epstein's Zorro Ranch in New Mexico and given a tour of the investor's jetliner bedroom. "He told me to get down and feel the carpeted floors of the room. He then asked if I noticed anything special about the floor," she alleged in a press conference. "I responded that it felt very soft. He laughed and said it was because the floors in the bedroom were foam mattress floors. Because he liked to have girls sleep around him on the floor while he slept in the bed." Epstein's description of the women sleeping around him on the floor made the plaintiff immediately think of slaves, the suit further claims. Upon landing at the ranch, the Jane Doe 15 alleges an assistant to Epstein told her that the millionaire liked her and wanted to give her an orgasm. Epstein then walked Jane Doe 15 over to the window of the bedroom. He told her how amazing a first orgasm is. And he pointed out to the desert and told her that he wanted to show her how beautiful the world is, court filings read. The suit claims Epstein later gave her a $5,000 check for school and several hundred dollars in cash. According to the woman, an Epstein assistant later asked her if she would be interested in being flown to the Virgin Islands, where I was told Andrew, among others, would be a guest. She alleges that she turned down the offer out of fear after Epstein sexually assaulted her. The woman, who joined the various accusers in Manhattan federal court in August to recount their allegations against Epstein, also urged Prince Andrew to talk to the FBI about Epstein's alleged crimes. "Prince Andrew and any others who were close to Epstein should come forward and give a statement under oath on what information they have," she said. "Just because Epstein is dead doesn't mean that others around him don't deserve their day in court." Meanwhile, British media on Sunday slammed Prince Andrew's effort to rebut claims that he had sex with a teenager who says she was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein, branding his televised interview a complete public relations disaster. In a rare interview with BBC Newsnight that was broadcast late Saturday, Andrew categorically denied having sex with the woman, Virginia Roberts Dufry. But Britain's newspapers and social media commentators criticized him for defending his friendship with Epstein and for failing to show empathy for the convicted sex offender's victims. "I expected a train wreck," said Charlie Proctor, editor of the Royal Central website, which covers the British monarchy. "That was a plane crashing into an oil tanker, causing a tsunami, triggering a nuclear explosion level bad." Dufry has said Epstein forced her to have sex with Andrew in 2001, when she was 17. She says Epstein flew her around the world on private planes to have sex with powerful men, and that she had sexual encounters with Andrew in London, New York, and in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The Associated Press contributed to this report.